This will be youth series number 4. And this becomes very important. Now, there's something that everyone shares in life, young and old, which is this. You do not have any understanding or thoughts of anything before you were born. So it's hard for young people to relate to a time when they didn't exist. See, because God made the human mind so that it can think beyond the body, it can think beyond time and space. So therefore, one of the most important things is a person's belly button to let them know they were born from their mother by the seed of their father. Now that's important. And always keep this in mind because it will do something for you. Not that you get transfixed on your belly button, but it will always remind you that you came from your parents. Though you have no mental thought on how that occurred. Isn't that correct? By the time you're what? 18 months old? You look, oh, what is this? And you wiggle your hand and your fingers. Well, when you get old enough to talk, you learn hand. Oh, hand. Fingers. See? And you begin to learn about your body. Head, eyes, ears, nose, everything like that. And you begin to identify with yourself. You begin to take on your own individual personality, and you begin learning. Because when you're born, you only have the what God put in you, which is to nurse and to cry and to laugh and to smile. All the other potentials are there, but you have to grow and develop. And that's what life is about. Let's also understand something, too, because when young people look around and see all the adults, especially those with gray hair, we're old folks. Okay? But let me tell you something else that's important. You never quit learning. God made us so we can learn even to the last thought before we die. Now, sometimes because we haven't used our minds the way we ought to after we get out of school, we sort of get dull-brained. But when you come into contact with the Word of God, now you've got to start thinking again. See? They even have, for people not related to the church or having anything to do with God, what is one of the things that they always have for people? It's called continuing education, right? Yes. And for all who are reaching near adulthood, that is, you finished high school and you're starting college, please understand this. God designed the brain so that you continuously learn, where they say, when you're 25, you've learned all you can learn, and you can't learn anymore, and it's downhill from there, is a lie. But what God wants is for everyone to first learn character and to understand that there are laws, universal laws, that God created which are for our education. Because the best education comes from the book of Proverbs and the Bible for all young people. It's designed for children and youth. And it's designed to help you be successful. It's designed to help you learn how to make something of your life. Because during the time, from the time you are born until you become an adult, you need to learn how you can function as a human being, how you can develop the talents that you have so you can be productive, so that you can work, so that you can produce, so that you can make something out of your life. See, today the education is, we'll dumb you down, we will give you the wrong things to think about, and you're going to end up being confused and rebellious by time you're 13, 14, 15, 16, and by time you're 18 and 19, you're out. And there are many warnings in the Bible that could help you avoid those things. But you have to learn it. And I know one of the biggest problems that young people have is this. They would rather learn from someone their age than someone my age. You would rather learn from your friends than learn from your mother and father when you're a teenager, because after all, they're getting old and they're of the past generation and you are of the new generation, see? Well, that is very satanic. That's exactly what Satan wants you to do. Let's look at another thing, and why the Sabbath day is important for youth, and why it's important for the parents to have your children keep the Sabbath. Number one, more crime, deaths, sexual experience, pregnancies, accidents, taking of drugs, ending up in jail, occur from Friday night to Saturday night. Because if you're not keeping the Sabbath, then Satan's got you. Now, there are other ways that he can get to you as well. Wrong education and schooling. That's why there's homeschooling. Did you know that it's possible to have a complete education all the way through PhD with homeschooling? There are plenty of helps out there, and you know what happens when you homeschool? When you get into the higher grades, like, you know, the 6th, 7th, 8th, and on into the 12th grade and to beginning of college, they have websites that are actually bona fide schools certified that their material is recognized for credits. Not only that, one way you can ensure that you'll get a job when the others who are out there blowing their minds on music and dating and sex and fun and sports and all of that thing, all the things that they do, and what happens when they graduate? They have no skills. They don't know how to think. Now, to give you an example, what is the unemployment rate today? Well, it's right at 10%. 12 in California, 15 in Central California, 24% in Michigan and other places. But did you know that the employers have a hard time finding qualified, skilled, thinking workers to employ? Because those that come out of the public school system are virtually worthless. They know how to text. They know how to do video games. They know how to use cell phones. They know how to do computers. But they do not have the critical thinking skills of being able to think and to analyze and to be a good employee. So, in the midst of unemployment, they have what? A shortage of skilled, educated people to hire. Amazing, isn't it? Well, the way you can do something with your life is to learn to study the Proverbs, because this will give you the best education that you will ever have. Why? Because these are instructions that God inspired particularly for you. And I've also mentioned in the past that this applies to inmates. Now, because I apply it to inmates, do not think that I'm putting you in a category of inmates. It's the other way around. I'm putting inmates in the category of teenagers and children because they didn't develop their minds the way that they should, and so therefore they are in the hoosegow, incarcerated, because they did something wrong. What are the things that they have done wrong? Drugs, stealing, gangs. And as you go back through the first part of the youth series that we've done, what is the very first warning in chapter 1 of the book of Proverbs? Stay away from gangs. Never put your friend's opinion above your parents. When you do, you end up forming a group, a clique, a gang, a club, and then you all agree to do things which are not right. And then this leads to what? Lying to your parents. And then when you lie to your parents, you say to them, you don't understand. But you see, they got you. Because they were teenagers once, though you never knew them as teenagers. So that's important, because this is what happens. All right, let's come here to Proverbs 9, and let's begin in verse 8. Proverbs 9 and verse 6. Forsake foolishness and live. That applies to anyone at any time, because old people can be foolish too. But what does it say in the Proverbs? What's bound up in the heart of a child? Foolishness. Now, why is that? Does that mean you're dumb and ignorant? No, it just means you're not educated. And you do silly things. All children do silly things. That's part of growing up. But there comes a time as you're growing up, you've got to forsake it. So forsake foolishness and live. All right? Let's think of some occasions that foolishness caused things to happen. The most notable one is when you get to be teenagers, you take drugs. And drugs is intrinsically bound up in sex. Another one is you do things that your parents don't want you to do, and you lie to them, and then bad things happen. How many kids, teenagers, have lost their lives in car wrecks or in daredevil things that they have today? Now, they didn't want to die. They didn't want these things to happen, but they didn't forsake foolishness. So it says, forsake foolishness and live, and go in the way of understanding. Now, the way of understanding is this. The universal laws that God has given in the book of Proverbs apply to everyone, young and old. And that will give you understanding. Understanding comes by experience. Understanding comes by recognizing foolish things that you do. One thing I did, very foolish, I put a firecracker on my hand to see how it would explode. I still have my hand, but I could have lost it. See? Foolish things. Okay? Now here's something else. Here's something to remember. Every teenager thinks that, boy, when I get out of the house, I won't have to have the correction of mom and dad, and won't that be great? I can run my own life the way that I want to. All right? Only problem is, now If you get out on your own, you're going to have to correct yourself. Right? You're going to have to take care of yourself. Isn't that true? Now notice, think of this in the way of correction. And let me ask you something. Have your parents ever corrected you out of malice to hurt you? Now, in some cases of abuse, that may be true. But why do they correct you? So that you will know what is right. So you'll do what is proper, see? Now, this applies to all ages. Verse 8. Do not reprove, no. Verse 7, rather. The one who rebukes a scorner gets shame to himself. Or to some people you can't tell anything to. He who rebukes a wicked one gets himself an insult. Well, that's very obvious. Let's give you a good example. If you unfortunately leave your lights on Halloween Eve, and they come trick-or-treating, and you open the door, and you say, "Don't you know that Halloween is of the devil?" They aren't going to believe a thing that you say. Though you're correct. Let's go to the next track, please.